Monday, April 14th. Dear Nikki, today was a super exciting day for me. How was your day, hun? Not very good? I thought so. Especially after I saw you moping around school like a sad little puppy with your pathetic BFFs, Chloe and Zoe, trailing behind you. You guys looked really worried and appeared to be searching for something. I wonder what. But enough about you, let's talk about me. Didn't you just love the brand new designer outfit that I wore to school today? It actually matched my diary. I think my new leopard print cover looks 10 times better than your tacky blue jean cover. And that cute little pocket was so immature. Anyway, Nikki, when you and your BFFs walked up to your locker, I was standing just inches away from you writing in my diary. OMG, it was surreal. But because I am a very compassionate person and you are obviously super upset about something, I asked you if anything was wrong. Excuse me, Nikki, but why are you throwing your junk all over the hallway? This is not your bedroom. What is wrong with you? I asked sweetly. Sorry, Mackenzie. We'll clean up my stuff in a minute, he said, rolling your sad eyes at me. But right now, we're busy looking for something really important, okay? It's gotta be in here. Oh, really? Maybe I can help you find it. So, what did you lose, Nikki? I asked, trying my best to be helpful. That's when you, Chloe, and Zoe nervously glanced at each other and started whispering. So, now it's a big secret? I asked, getting a little impatient. Well, what did you lose? Then the three of you answered at exactly the same time. Homework, said Zoe. Sweater, said Chloe. Cell phone, you said. Wait a minute, I exclaimed, totally confused. What exactly did you lose? Sweater, said Zoe. Cell phone, said Chloe. Homework, you said. You guys were obviously lying to me. But I just played along with your little charade. So you lost homework, a sweater, and a cell phone? I asked suspiciously. Chloe and Zoe answered no at the exact same time that you answered yes. Then Chloe and Zoe changed their answer to yes at the same exact time that you changed your answer to no. And get this! Then you all gave each other dirty looks and started whispering again. But I just played right along. Listen, you idiots, I said impatiently. I was going to offer to help you find whatever it is that you lost, but since you obviously don't know what you're looking for, I won't bother. Mackenzie, thanks, but please just mind your own business, Chloe said, all snotty-like. Yeah, we got this, Zoe added, glaring at me. Sorry, but I couldn't resist it any longer. Fine, then I will just mind my own business. I just hope you didn't lose your stupid little diary, Nikki. Because if it ever gets into the wrong hands, all your dirty little secrets will get out and this entire school will know what a big phony you are. Especially Brandon. OMG, Nikki. When I said the D word, diary, you looked like you'd just seen a ghost. I really wish you could have seen your face. It was priceless. The three of you just stared at me in complete shock with your mouths dangling open. I wanted to pull out my cell phone and take a snapshot of you guys. And then posted at #YouHaveNoIdeaHowStupidYouLookRightNow. Anyway, you and your BFFs completely trashed your locker. But you still didn't find your diary, did you? Poor baby. Well, I better get to class. I completely lost track of time and the bell just rang. I have to admit, this diary stuff is starting to get kind of addicting. Toodles, Mackenzie.